This week's Parshas Vayikra. We are now in Chodesh Nisan, which is a very exciting time. I remember hearing from Rav Moshe Wolfson many years ago that in Chodesh Nisan, it's a very, very special time, that there were a number of very big gedolim that the ones who wrote responsa would actually shorten their responsa because they felt that the time of Nisan was so precious, because it's the time of renewal of Hischadshus in the world, and that there's a special opportunity to really tap into the special energy of renewal. And so therefore, they would actually write shorter answers to their responsa, and because they were spending their time focused on taking advantage of this special time of year. With that in mind, I just wanted to focus on the first word of the parasha, Vayikra. Vayikra has a small little aleph, and the idea is that Vayikra, to be called Vayakar, has happened. So if you take the Aleph out of Vayikra, which is taking it out, the calling, and it becomes something of happenstance, that there's a contrast here that the rabbis teach us between Moshe, who was called Vayikra, Lashon Chiba, with endearment that Hashem had for Moshe and for reflection of the Jewish people, and that there's a philosophy of Vayikra that it really is in contrast to Vayakar, which is how God appeared to Bilam. And that Bilam, in contrast to Moshe, was a prophet of the highest regard, of the highest level, but his approach to life was that very much of moments, that the idea is that instead of looking at the continuum of life as being one thing that's connected to the next and the next, etc., Bilam's philosophy was that of Vayakar. Kara happens, that things, each moment is in a sense on its own, and there is no connectivity. And that when the Gemara talks about the fact that Bilam understood when God got angry, he understood the moment of God's anger, that perhaps instead of it being that there's a moment in time that God gets angry, but the idea, the concept of looking at the world as moments that are not connected to other moments, that is really the idea of the kas, the anger, so to speak. Again, God does not get angry, but the idea of there being an idea that God would be unhappy about this type of approach of looking at the world as momentary, as things that are isolated and not connected one to the next. Now, what's also very interesting is that it also, we have this Vayikra connecting us back to the time of Adam HaRishon, because what we have here with Karbanot is the idea of Behema. Behema is a domesticated animal. So you have animals, and that the idea of Adam having each of the animals brought in front of him, and then the idea of him calling and giving them names, he creates something which is called a behemoth, which creates a relationship that humanity has to the animal kingdom. And that the domesticated animal becomes that based on how we relate to it. And so here we have the idea, the structure of Karbanot, based on this idea. We'll bring a behemoth, domesticated animal, but this idea of relating to the animal kingdom, and that by that relationship, it actually creates an identity for the animal that goes back to the all the way back to Adam, to Adam Rishon. And so therefore, when it starts at Vayikra, it talks about Adam ki akriv mikem Adam, man, when he brings a karban, he brings a sacrifice. But the idea of using the word Adam as opposed to Ish, as opposed to some other reference of a person, that it's really kind of taking us back to all the way to the beginning of time and how we as human beings relate to the world and to the animals. And so, and in general, really it's about how we relate to this entire world and creation, our lives as they are. And so the idea of Vayikra, Vayakar, this contrast of the Moshe and the idea of to be called, but it's also the idea of looking at God's creation and seeing the hand of Hashem in this creation, and understanding that God, we understand that God gives us a lot of space and creates a place that we can have free will. But at the same time, there's this parallel universe in the sense that there's this idea of Vayikra, of this idea of God calling, the idea of God's involvement in this world, and so that, in a sense, the space is created, but ultimately both we and Hashem are craving to get back. We long to get back to the connection of one to the other. And so Vayikra is God calling to us, and us in turn bringing a karban, the idea of wanting to get close. A karban is from the word karov, is to be close. And so that the closeness comes from that idea of seeing, of looking at things, and then acting upon the idea of wanting to come close to God by seeing His hand, His connection to this creation. And so it should be in this special time of year that we have this renewal and this very special energy of Nisan, of the Passover holiday, of this coming of and then becoming. And so that there's a tremendous amount of hope that there is in the world at this time of year. And so we should tap into that hope and also look at the future and understand that we are constantly in a state of becoming. And that is the best place to be. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos Chodesh Tov.